is titled Understanding God's Secret and God's Revelation. Understanding God's Secret and God's Revelation. The lesson is taken from the book of Deuteronomy 29:29. Deuteronomy 29:29. Understanding the sacred and the revelation of God. Could we have the passage read?
The secret things belong unto the Lord, our God. The secret things belong unto the Lord, our God. But those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law.
The secret things belongeth unto the Lord our God. But the things that are revealed belongeth unto us and to our children for endless generation. The truth of this text, Deuteronomy 29:29, and the implication of the truth in this text is of great importance to both the saved and the unsaved. Deuteronomy 29:29 is a verse read and quoted much, but we are not just going to quote it today. We are going to see if we can have a more thorough study of this important passage. That the secret things belong to God, but the things that are revealed belong to man. Now, we hope to have some 4 to 6 lessons from this passage over the next many weeks, today being the first lesson from Deuteronomy 29:29. I said between 4 to 6 lessons because the passage contains so much for us to understand and to learn and to be guided by. God Almighty of necessity had to have secret. Brother Mitchell, say that again and explain it. The Almighty God of necessity had to have secret just based on who God is and what man is. When the Bible says that God is past finding out, it means there are some things about God that man will never understand or know. That's right. God is past finding out. No man has a monopoly on God. No man or woman understand God in totality because he is past finding out. So that God has secret should not be a surprise. On the mere greatness and awesomeness and wisdom of God, and the ignorance and limitation of man, we are incapable of absorbing the great truth of God's plan and purpose. That is, I'm still on the point that God of necessity ought to have secret. And I'm saying that on the mere greatness, awesomeness, and wisdom of the Almighty God in comparison to man's ignorance, man's limitation, we are therefore, because of our limitation and our ignorance, we are therefore incapable of absorbing the great truth of God's plan and purpose. I quote from one theologian on this truth. Man's limitation and God's unlimitedness. Quote, the theologian said, on account of God's incomparable greatness and excellence, God cannot bring his plans and operation within the comprehension of his creature. Because God is so awesome and big, there are some of God's plan and purpose that just cannot get to man's intellect. The secret things belongeth unto God. Let us briefly examine the manner, the kind, or the degree of God's secrecy. Say that again, Brother Mitchell. Let us briefly look at or examine the kind of divine secret, the manner of divine secret, or the degree of divine secret. By looking on this, well, let us get on that. One, remember what we are looking on, examining the kind, the manner, or the degree of God's secret. One, some things are secret, awaiting fuller discovery to reveal them. That is, when the Almighty God talk about the secret things belong to him, this includes some things which at the time the Almighty God revealed this truth to Moses, there were some truth then that God had planned to ultimately reveal. But that generation would not be privy to those secrets. They await fuller discovery, or put another way, they await God's time to make them known. May we look at a few passages here, 1 Peter? In fact, the first passage we should look at is Deuteronomy, Daniel rather, chapter 12, verse 3 and 4. Daniel, chapter 12, verse 3 and 4. We are looking on the manner, the kind, or the degree of these divine secrets. And the first point we touch on that is that some things are sacred, divine secret, awaiting fuller discovery, or awaiting the time when it was in keeping with God's will and purpose to reveal them. Let us hear the passage of Daniel chapter 12, verse 3 and 4.
And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament.
Now, the passage being read by Brother Norman is talking about, watch here, you know, this was some 400, 500, 600 years before Christ. And here Daniel was prophesying about the New Testament period. It's even going to talk about evangelism, soul winning. And they that be wise shall what?
Shine as the brightness of the firmament.
Shine as the brightness of the?
Firmament.
Firmament.
And they that turn many to righteousness.
That's evangelism. Wait. That's soul winning. And that is in reference to both the individual and the collective responsibility. Those that be wise shall do what? Those that what, brother?
Those that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament.
Uh-huh.
And they that turn many to righteousness.
Time with me there. They that turn many to righteousness. Brother Mitchell, can that be expressed another way? Yes. They that be so.
That's right.
Those who lead others to Christ. Let me hear about those.
Many to righteousness as the stars forever.
They shall shine as the what?
The firmament.
As the stars.
They shall shine as brightness of the firmament, and they turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever.
You hear what it says about those who lead others to Christ? But this was prophecy. We're not finished. Read on.
But thou, O Daniel, shut
up. Wait, watch here now. The Almighty God had commissioned Daniel to write. That's what we find in the book of Daniel now. But watch here. Daniel was curious to understand some of what he was writing about. Daniel didn't understand it, you know. May I let you into a secret here? It was never meant by God for him to understand it, as the passage is going to reveal. Start that verse again, brother. But thou, O Daniel,
shut up the words.
Shut up the words, that is, shut up the book. Read.
And seal the book.
And seal the book.
Even to the time of the end.
Even to the time of the end.
Many shall run
Many shall run.
To and fro.
To and from.
And knowledge shall be increased.
And knowledge shall be increased. You don't understand it, Daniel, but the time is coming when knowledge will be increased. And what you are writing about will be understood.
Amen.
At the time Daniel wrote about it, it was God's secret. It was never meant for Daniel and his generation to understand it. Because it was talking about New Testament Christianity. It was talking about Jesus Christ dying at Calvary for man's soul. It was talking about God's plan of salvation. It was talking about the church of Christ. What verse you start, brother?
Verse 4.
You read verse 4 already?
Yes.
I would ask you to read on, but you know we have many more passages. We are on the fact that some things, they are secret, but they are awaiting fuller discovery when it pleases God. Look at the passage of Ephesians chapter 3:3-5. We are still on the fact that some things which are divine secret, God intend that when the time is ripe for them, for the truth in them to be revealed, God would do it. Let us hear the passage of Ephesians chapter 3:3-5.
Oh. That by revelation he
start
made.
Start again.
How that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words.
Listen, what is the title of the lesson today? And you said there will be probably some 3 to 5 more lessons. And the title of the lesson is Understanding God's Secret and God's Revelation. That's right. But Brother Mitchell, if it is a secret, how are we going to understand it? Well, you see, it's understanding the composition of this secret and the nature of this secret. We are on 1 year now. We are on the fact that a lot of what God had a secret. God intend that when the time is ripe for the truth in them to be revealed, he will reveal it. And we have just looked at the case of what Daniel prophesied. And Daniel, it seems, as a passage we will be reading in a few minutes, Daniel, it seems, was curious, wanted to understand it, but the Almighty God told Daniel, seal the book. The time will come when knowledge will increase. But we are now at the passage of Ephesians chapter 3. And the brother is reading from verse 3-5. And it says, read.
Oh.
I should probably ask you to read from verse 2. If you like reading, read from verse 2. But if you don't like reading, read from verse 3.
Verse 2. If ye have heard of the...
Paul said to the church at Ephesus, if you have heard
of the dispensation of the grace of God which is given me to you
for your benefit read
word
how that by revelation
he made known unto me
watch here now God made known unto
me the mystery.
The mystery. Wait. Mystery, Brother Mitchell, that means that which was secret previously. That which was hidden previously. Paul says, the Almighty God, time has come. That's right. Angel might have gotten curious to know about them, but no, God, time has not yet come. Prophets and priests wanted to know about them, but God, time had not yet come. But God, time has now come in the time of Jesus Christ and the apostles. So Paul says that God made known unto me the mystery. Read now.
As I wrote afore.
As I wrote before unto you.
In few words.
In few words.
Whereby.
By which.
When ye read.
When you read.
Ye may understand.
You may understand my
knowledge. In the mystery of Christ.
In the secret of God, which secret God is now revealing to us, the apostle. Read, brother.
Which in others ages
Wait, you hear it, brothers and sisters, visiting friend. In other ages, it was not known to man. What is the point? We are here dealing with the nature of some of God's secret. At the time, when God revealed them a secret, they were secret then. And many generations lived and died and passed and didn't understand them. Many of God's most faithful servants wanted to understand them. Angel wanted to understand them, but didn't understand them. But the time came, in the time of the cross of Jesus Christ, when it was fully God's time to reveal the truth in these prophecies. Read on, brother.
Which in other ages
was not made known unto the sons of men.
As it is now made known.
The word revealed there means God has opened the meaning. Now, since Jesus Christ, since Christ died on the cross, since the gospel, in fact, the things made known is the composition of the gospel. It's the truth that we find in the gospel. That's why we do not live under the law. We study the Old Testament. We learn things from it, but it does not guide our lives. Read on, brother.
Unto his holy apostles.
And prophets.
By the Spirit.
That is, God is now revealing them unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Holy Spirit. So here are some secrets awaiting fuller discovery or fuller revelation at God's own time. Here's another passage found in the book of 1 Peter, chapter 1, verse 10 through 12. Let us have that one also.
Of which salvation...
You are at the right passage, brother.
Of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently.
If I ask you now, can you name one prophet that had inquired and does what?
Inquire and search diligently.
Diligently. What? Read.
Who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you.
Uh-huh.
Searching what?
Or what manner of time? Time.
The Spirit of Christ, which was
you
in them.
You get the point here? They want to know this which you have revealed to us, Father. Tell us more about the what. And the time, when is it? Is it 5 years from now, 2 years from now, will we see it? Or is it 100 years from now? If I ask you, can you give me one character? You could name Daniel. We have just read Daniel chapter 12. When the Almighty God told him to close the book. That's right. He's one of the prophets among many that inquire what it was that they were writing about and what time. Read on, brother.
Manner of time, the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify.
Mm-hmm.
When he testified beforehand.
That is when the Holy Spirit testified.
Beforehand. The sufferings of Christ.
You all hear that? Didn't I tell you that when you and I read about Daniel, about those who win soul, they will shine like the stars of heaven? But that's not the only place. The Bible also tells us that those who, instead of using their feet to go and visit, to gossip, they use their feet to take the gospel. Huh? Huh? The Bible tells us that those feet are beautiful feet.
Amen.
You always thought that you have ugly foot? Use your feet to take Jesus' truth to different people, and those feet in God's sight become beautiful.
Amen.
So here again, we are told that these were prophesying about the great salvation that would be revealed in Christ. Read, Brother Vivian.
And the glory that should follow.
Mm-hmm.
Unto whom it was revealed,
uh-huh,
that not unto themselves.
Wait, take time with me. Brother Mitchell, what are we dealing with? That some secrets of God, they await fuller discovery. And they await God's time to reveal them. That's what we are looking. We are looking on the nature of God's secret. And here the brother told you. Well, not the brother. The brother is just reading it. Read that again, Vivian. Quick, brother.
Unto whom it was revealed.
It was revealed to them. That.
Not unto themselves.
That it was never meant for them. Read on.
But unto us.
But it was meant for us. Read on.
They did minister the things.
The things that they got in vision through the Holy Spirit and wrote. They were, that they didn't understand. Those things were secret to them. Divine secret. God's secret. Those things were meant for us. God meant for us to understand them. That's why you and I can come to Bible study, come to worship, and understand some things that we have read many times before but didn't understand them. Now we understand them.
That's right.
There are some more there, Brother Reader.
Which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel.
You get it, Viv? The things that prophets were so anxious to understand, these are the things that are now coming out plainly by the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's wonderful. What are we talking about? Understanding the secrets and the revelation of God. Vivian, read a little more, brother. There's some more.
Unto you with the Holy Ghost, sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into.
Wait. Ooh, it's not only prophets, but angels wanted to understand them.
That's right.
You notice that even from the angel that serve around the throne of God, there are certain things of God that the angel didn't understand. That's right. Woo. Should I go there? It's a passage in the book of Romans. Don't read it, brother, because I want to finish this section of this lesson today so that when I come back next week with this second part, we don't have this. But what comes to me when he says that angel, Vivian, don't move from that passage. is this passage, don't read it, just referring it to you that you can write it down. The passage in the book of Romans chapter 2 and from around verse 24. But there's a verse there, there's a part there, I think verse 25, 26, which tells us, in fact, you know what, one of you could read it for me now, please. That's right. That's right. I think I want verse 25. Read. Romans chapter 2.
For circumcision verily profiteth.
Wait. Romans chapter 2, verse
25.
Okay. Let me see. Romans chapter. Let me hear 325.
Whom God had sent
that's
forth.
The passage. That's the passage.
Okay. Whom God had sent forth.
To be the pro.
Sent to be the pro.
Propitiation.
Yes. Propitiation. Through faith in his blood to declare his righteousness.
Wait. To declare
his righteousness.
May I have your attention? What this, I'm sorry, we don't have time to spell on it, but what this verse is saying is that in Jesus's death at Calvary's cross, the righteousness of God was manifested. Watch here now. God was shown to be righteous. Brother Mitchell, explain more. It was for the first time the angel that have served around the throne of God for ages and ages realized that the way God had been dealing with sin under the Old Testament system, and the angel were wondering what sin cannot be dealt with like that animal blood. But the Almighty God did not reveal to the angel how sin would ultimately be dealt with. Angel were wondering. Man sin and he continues to live. Sheep and cow were killed. But the angel, who are higher in intellect than we are, knew that sin cannot be dealt with by animal blood. But man sin and continue to live. They must be confused. This passage in Romans, which talk about Jesus Christ at Calvary, declare the righteousness of God. That is, declare that he was righteous. That sin can be dealt with but one way, by Jesus Christ. Angel didn't know that until Jesus Christ died at Calvary. So, Brother Vivian, could you pick me up now at 1 Peter chapter, is it chapter 2 you were? Chapter 1 and the appropriate verse, dear brother. Let us hear it. You are way down at the verse which talk about, don't know if it's 13 or 14, wherever, that about angel. That's where you are.
Which things the angels desire to look into.
What thing? If you go back, you don't have to go back up there. If you go back up to around verse 12, it will tell you about the great salvation that the prophets were writing about. And the prophets want to know about. It's not only prophets want to know about them. The angels of God.
Right.
The whole thing was secret, not only to prophets. Not only to human beings, but to angels. Which things the angel what?
Desire.
Desire?
To look into.
To look into. Wait. Every time I find the need to explain to you that word look into means to peek. Huh? to peep. Oh, Lord of mercy. Sometimes, you know, you may hear a little commotion, but you don't want to. It might be on the street at your gate. You don't want to open the door wide that whoever is involved with the commotion, they're going to say you are too fast. Yes. So you just barely break the door and you are peeped to see what's going on. Well, the angel peeped too. But do you know where they peep? In the church.
That's right.
To understand God's plan of salvation that was kept secret from them throughout the ages. Christian, you and I revealed.
Amen, amen.
To understand the great mystery of the great God. It's a point to be dealt with. I almost want to draw an illustration with that before we reach it, but time is going. Which things angels desire to look into. It finished with angel there.
Wherefore?
Wherefore?
Gird up the loins of your mind.
Wait. Don't let your mind stray. That's right. Gird up the loins of your mind. Let your mind think properly and think straight. That's right. Let your mind think according to the directive of God's word. So that is one of the things about God's secret. They await fuller revelation and discovery. But a second thing, and in fact we may have to, I want so much to not come back to this part of the lesson. Well, let me go on a little more. Yes, the second thing about the nature are characteristic of God's secret. You see, the passage of Deuteronomy 29:29 talks about the secret things of God. Matthew, I have not even touched, and don't want to touch on that in probably this and not sure about the second lesson. But the things that are revealed belongeth unto us. There's so much there for us in that part. But what we're dealing with now is God's secret. So here is another characteristic of God's secret. Some things are sacred of God, but they await the unfolding of event in God's providence. Let me repeat. And this is not saying the same thing. While there is some overlapping, it's not saying the same thing. Some things are sacred of God, but they await the unfolding of events in the providence of God. May we run to the Daniel again, chapter 2 this time, not chapter 12. Chapter 2, verse 19 through 22 first. Daniel chapter 2. When we read Daniel a while ago, it was chapter 12. That was on the point of God's secret awaiting fuller discovery and fuller revelation. This one is God's secret, which await the unfolding of events in the providence or in the working of God. Daniel chapter 2, verse 19 through 22. Let us hear it.
Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision.
Now, this is a God secret, you know, that was revealed to Daniel in a night vision.
Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven.
Naturally, when God does you good, when God show a grace upon you, when God show a blessing on you, always remember to be thankful to God. Very important. And always think of ways how you can show God in tangible ways that you are grateful to him. Read, brother.
Daniel answered and said, "Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his."
Wisdom and might belong to God. That was true then, and it is true today. Huh? You didn't know that wisdom and might belong to God. You didn't realize how frail man is. You didn't realize that with all our achievement, we are still frail. Well, you don't know about COVID-19. That's right. Because, I mean, just like in a few weeks, it's like the Almighty God stopped the world, everything like stood still. God is telling man that he is in charge. We think we are smart, we think we are big, we have achieved so much. And sometimes you'd like to call God down and share some of your knowledge with God. No, sir. God, at different intervals in history, have to demonstrate to man that man is not in charge. We as Christians must humble ourselves. Yes, wisdom and might belong to God. Read, brother, you're at chapter 2. Daniel, verse, that is.
Verse 21. And he changed the times.
God changed the time.
And the seasons.
God changed the season.
He removed kings.
He does what?
Removeth kings.
You all hear that, brothers and sisters? When God wants a prime minister out of the way, or a president,
Donald Trump.
That's right. Just give God time. Sometimes you want to rush God, you know. But you see, God's time is always the right time. Brother.
And setteth up kings.
When he wants,
he giveth wisdom.
God set whom he wants in the headship of rulership or civil government. Read on.
He giveth wisdom.
He gives wisdom
unto the wise.
Unto the wise.
And knowledge.
And knowledge
to them that know understanding.
That's right. Read on. What verse is that?
Verse 21.
22.
He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him.
Are you all there? God knows what is in the darkness. What man cannot see, God sees. When 22 finished, step to 29.
As for thee, O king,
king,
thy thoughts came into thy mind upon thy bed. What should come to pass hereafter?
The Almighty God revealed this dream to the king of Media Persia. His magician, astrologers, could not give him the interpretation. In fact, he even forgot what the dream was. But the Almighty God had an intent. This was God's secret. Read verse 29 again.
As for thee,
as for you,
O king,
O king,
thy thoughts came into thy mind upon thy bed. What should come to pass hereafter?
God was showing you in that vision or that dream, O king, what should come to pass after this. Read on.
And he that revealeth secrets make it known to thee what shall come to pass.
Isn't it striking that the Almighty God in this case was revealing it, not to an Israelite, so to speak, but to the king of Babylon that would become, because the Medes and the Persian going to overthrow Babylon, and that kingdom going to become the Medo-Persia kingdom. But God revealed it. This is why the same book of Daniel tells us that God ruleth in the kingdom of man.
Amen.
But God was telling him what would come to pass. And you know what, brothers and sisters? The Almighty God is going to show him in that vision four successive kingdoms. You have Media Persia, you have the Macedonian, I think you first have Babylon, then Media Persia, then the Macedonian kingdom under Philip, that is Alexander the Great father, and that's the same kingdom that Alexander the Great took over. And then you have the Roman kingdom. These are what the king saw in his vision, but he didn't know he could make A or B out of them. But God revealed them to him. You're at verse, what, dear brother? 29?
Yes.
That's right. What is the point? I am on the point that some things are secret. They are divine secret, but they are awaiting unfolding events in the providence of God. It is as events unfold that God is going to make the meaning or the secret of his come to pass. Here are events that will be unfolded. You have the Babylonian kingdom. And then you are going to have the kingdom of Media Persia. And then you are going to have the kingdom of Macedonia, Philip of Macedon, Alexander the Great. And then you are going to have the Roman Empire. These are unfolding events. And at the end of them, the Almighty God is going to establish a kingdom that will have no end. Did you know that he's talking about the church? Well, let me finish the sermon because I will preach all day. Brothers and sisters, so here we have two things we have looked on so far about God's secret. Remember, we said we would look briefly on the manner of God's secret, the kind of God's secret, or the degree of God's secret. We have looked first that some things are God's secret, divine secret, but they are awaiting fuller discovery. There are other things which are God's secret, but they are awaiting the unfolding of events in God's providence. Last but not least, there are some secret things that are all together and knowable. There are some secrets of God that it matters not how man tries, you can never understand them. Why? Because God does not, in fact, they are not man's business. That's right. In fact, without delving in this, because I would like to say more, we'll have to pick up here next week. The Bible talks about in the book of Deuteronomy 29:29, the secret things belongeth unto God, but the things that are revealed belongeth unto man. We are still on God's secret, and there's so much more to learn from it. We are closing today on the fact that there are some things that are divine secret, but they are all together, they are totally unknowable. We cannot know them. They must remain secret because God wants them to be secret. Let me just throw something here. There's a lot of things I would like to use as illustration, but next week I'll pick up on this. Why the Almighty God permits a Christ-like man or woman who has been serving God for umpteen years? The person is not only Christ-like in man's sight, but in God's sight, that man or woman is faithful, committed to Jesus Christ. Yet that person, time and time again, go through so much suffering. Are we all there? Why an innocent child, infant, 2, 3, 4, 5 years old, born with an ailment, the child suffer, the parents suffer? Why God permit? I could give you a lot of opinion, but the ultimate reason behind things like that may never be known by man. We're going to pick up on this next week. Those secret things of God that God wants to remain his secret. Next week, we pick up on this lesson, understanding God's secret and God's revelation. Today, may I? As we close the lesson, I close with this point. It is almost a rule that the people to whom God divulges secret is usually to his people. God divulges secret to heathen, but those are the exception. The rule is God usually opens the eyes, the minds of those who set out to serve God, to submit their lives to him. Those are the ones whose understanding and mind that God usually opens. You can, in fact, you are invited to give your life to Jesus Christ today.